Hello. If you found this recording, you have found the website for the summer semester of NMAC 3108, Writing for Digital Media. My name is Jerry Lucas. I am your instructor guide this summer, and I just wanted to say a few words of introduction to the class. If you're looking at the syllabus, it's the page on my website, grlucas.net, that says Writing for Digital Media, Summer 2019 at the top. This was linked off of your class in Brightspace D2L, which we will not be using this summer. The only thing I use it for is to point you to the correct syllabus, which you have found. After the title, you'll notice a series of tabs at the top. The first one, the one you're probably on now, is Syllabus. RQ1 through RQ3 are the requirements. I'll get to those in a few moments. And W1 through W8 are your weekly assignments. I've just put them in tabs here at the top to make them more convenient. I'm not going to read through the syllabus. I know that you can do that on your own. I just wanted to say, or highlight a few matters that are important on the syllabus. We're going to be doing most of our writing and most of our work on Wikipedia. This is a class that we could do in a number of ways. I used to teach it with blogging. I used to teach it on another platform called Medium. But I really think that using Wikipedia not only gives us a skill that we might use in the foreseeable future, but also with it, we're doing something real. We're not just doing exercises for class. When you contribute to Wikipedia, you are contributing to the actual encyclopedia. I think that I, at least for one, find that pretty exciting to contribute to arguably the most successful digital humanities project on the internet. I mean, who doesn't use Wikipedia, right? And the skills that you'll acquire, not only in writing, but in wiki coding, I believe are pretty integral in this digital age. And how could you take a class in writing for digital media and not address Wikipedia? This is a fully online course. So I just wanted to highlight too that if you're uncomfortable making decisions on your own or researching something or, using Google, etc., or if you're frustrated easily, your time management needs improvement, all of these things are going to make this class fairly difficult. If any of these things apply to you, feel free to send me an email or asking me about your particular situation, but please be aware that, you know, you really do need to have pretty good time management skills in order to be successful in this class. The other thing that I will say is that you need to practice regularly. These skills are skills that build on one another. Again, both writing and using the wiki syntax, learning how to write on the wiki. All of these things build on one another. And if you do just a little bit, like every week or so, it's going to be frustrating. You're going to forget what you learned the previous week. You really need to do something every day in order to be successful. If you scroll down the syllabus a little bit more, you'll see my information. My office is on the Macon campus in the College of Arts and Sciences building. I'm not even sure if that's what it's called anymore. But it's the building with the theater in it, number 117. My office hours are going to be pretty much fully online this summer. That said, if you do need to meet face-to-face, we can always make arrangements to do so via Skype, or I can make arrangements to be in my office. Any time you need to contact me, the best way to do it will be using my email address for the university. If we are not contacting via Wikipedia, which we will probably be doing within the first couple of weeks, So one of those two ways. Please don't call my office. I don't have access to that voicemail since I'm really not in the office at all. And you'll get a much speedier response via email. The class requires one textbook. It's Brian Carroll's Writing and Editing for Digital Media, 3rd edition. Likely you can use earlier editions of this and still be just fine. I'm not sure that he adds too much to the 3rd edition. I've linked to this. I believe this should be in the bookstore, but you're going to pay a lot more in the bookstore. I recommend you're just clicking the link and purchasing your book used on Amazon. You're going to want to do this right away because it's going to take a couple of days to get here. They may even have an e-text option available that you're more than welcome to use. I have a couple of recommended texts here for you as well. The Yahoo Style Guide is still very good, even though it's getting to be a bit old. Some of the skills, some of the ideas in there are still very good. This course essentially has three requirements. The first one is Wikipedia contributions for 50% of your grade. Your journal, which will be kept on Wikipedia, and you'll be writing in at least twice a week. And then anything else that's not a journal or Wikipedia contributions, like wiki training, etc., you know, discussion groups, things like this, will count for 20% of your grade. You cannot choose to not do these assignments. You must complete all of your assignments in order to pass the class. Please see the individual assignments for more specifics on those. Hopefully I'll have some audio introductions to those shortly as well. For policies, the drop date is June 21st, 2019. So you've got about 20 days to decide whether or not you're doing well enough in the class. I really do think that if you do your assignments and you do them in good faith, and I see that you're trying well, you're trying to do each of them, and you really should be fine in the class. But if not, the drop date is there. And if you do have any questions ever about your grade, please send me an email or just get in touch with me. I'm really happy to discuss your progress at any time. Assignments and deadlines. I'm a bit flexible on deadlines, but as I said earlier, you do need to practice your skills in a consistent way. And I am required to say whether or not you've shown up in the first week or so. So you need to do the first week's assignment as soon as possible in order for me to see that you're actually in the class and participating. Also, attendance in an online class will be done on a sort of a weekly basis. You know, if I see that you're working and you're logged in, then you're attending class. If you have large gaps in your participation, then this will hurt your grade. And you could conceivably be reported as just dropping out. So be sure that you're participating regularly, or if something does come up, please be sure to communicate with me. Communication is an important factor in this. We will be interacting quite a bit on Wikipedia. So if you just don't do that, then I don't know if you're still in the class, if you're still participating, where you stand, etc. So please do make an effort to communicate and to participate. The schedule is at the bottom. This is our weekly schedule. You'll notice that week 1 through week 8 are outlined in a general way here at the bottom of the syllabus. As I said, these weekly assignments are developed on their individual pages. And if you click on, let's say, for instance, the first one, Introduction to to the class. You'll be on the W1 tab. You'll see that bolded at the top. Each weekly lesson will have goals. It'll have an overview of what we're doing that week. It'll have reading. It'll ask you to do some activities, and it'll ask you to do some writing. And this is essentially how each week will be laid out. Just follow this. These skills and ideas should accrue each week. Be sure that your writing is utilizing the skills that you're learning from your reading and your doing. And that's essentially it. I will begin maybe developing, I hope to add some audio commentaries to each of these weeks, or at least the first couple, until you sort of get into the groove here. Once again, if you have any questions or concerns, please send me an email. Or you see here at the bottom, there's a class help page that you can always add to and ask questions. I should be available. Pretty much this whole first week, I try to get back to you as soon as I can. Don't get frustrated about any of this stuff. Read through the syllabus completely. Take some notes as you read through, particularly if you have any questions. Write those down so that you can ask me, and I will answer them as quickly as possible. As I said, if you do the work and are patient, and do the training, you should be just fine. I look forward to meeting each of you online, and I'll see you there.